Have you noticed that politicians struggle to enact the things they run on? That regardless of who wins elections, lawmakers find that they cannot pass whatever legislation they like. They find themselves bound by what is popular, or at least their sense of it. They can only act within a narrow set of ideas, and that range is called the Overton Window. And on the Overton Window podcast, we look at issues around the country and talk to the people who change what is politically possible. One of these issues is education. The movement to transform education and expand educational opportunities for families has made progress in recent years, due in large part to parents demanding more from their schools. So I'm talking to education entrepreneurs who are responding to this demand by leveraging technology and innovative learning models that are more likely to help students thrive. Chris Waston is the founder and developer of the AI tool EdLoop. Chris, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. So, Chris, we'll start with kind of a big picture question here about AI before we delve into your work with EdLoop. In the education policy space, we're hearing more and more about AI and how it can transform education if it's used appropriately and ethically, of course. In what ways do you see AI transforming education?
Yeah, I think AI has tremendous opportunity to really transform education as we know it. I think it's a tool that can really empower educators, empower students and families, and really providing personalized feedback, personalized learning opportunities, unlocking creativity, and really, I think, breaking down barriers that have often existed in education.
So you created this tool, an AI tool called EdLoop, the founder and developer of this tool, which I believe was launched this fall. What problem in education were you trying to solve by creating this tool?
Yes. So Molly, my background has been in education for the past 15 years. I was a classroom teacher, also an instructional coach, an assistant principal and district official. But one role I've had even longer is that of a parent. And over recent years, I have become increasingly worried and to some degree frustrated with the feedback I was receiving on my students' progress or lack thereof in schools. I call it the gap that exists in the feedback loop in schools today. You know, kids go to schools, they learn, teachers take in a lot of work, they are expected to grade, provide this feedback to families. And oftentimes what families get back and what students get back is unclear, untimely, and lack of direction on like next steps. And I sat and I had faced a point of, I was just more frustrated than I had been ever about the issue. And I also reflected on my experience as a teacher and an administrator on just the amount of stress that teachers face. And I thought about what could we do to solve this problem? And that was really the creation of EdLoop. I thought about how do we leverage AI to help empower educators by providing analysis and feedback, but also more importantly, I think, empower students and families by getting them actual narrative-driven feedback that made clear and understandable what the areas of opportunity and concern was per student, and how do we actually help that student move forward academically?
Yeah, that's so important. Can you tell me a little bit more about the type of feedback that parents are able to receive or teachers, schools are able to provide with the app?
Yeah. So EdLoop, I kind of developed it to be able to handle all the different types of work that students often complete in school, whether it's a quiz, an essay, some kind of exit ticket, a short reflection. What EdLoop does is it looks at the student's work and it pairs it against either a set of directions or rubric or even standards if you're using like Common Core standards or other type of standards. And it looks at the student's work in comparison to that proposed outcome, whether it's from the directions or the standard. And it helps provide misconceptions. So looking at what are things that the student may have a gap in understanding, it provides next steps for what I say all three stakeholders in this example, the teachers, the student, and the parent or family. And it puts it in a way that is easy for all parties to understand and actually implement. So it'll look at what you've submitted as the student, And it'll actually give the teacher suggestions on how they can leverage that data to better help that student or the students in that classroom. But from a parent and family perspective, it's telling the family tips and things that they can do at home with low tech, not things that requires necessarily technology to do, things that they can do to actually help that student move forward, as well as things the student can do on their own to practice.
That's so great. And I can tell you as a former teacher and administrator, I totally understand how important that feedback is, that constructive feedback to helping students identify areas for improvement and growth. And as a parent, and how grateful I would be to receive that as well. So sounds terrific. Are there any schools that are currently using it?
Yeah, so currently we have about 25 teachers across 13 different schools that are currently implementing the Ed Loop, or we call it a pilot currently. There's one school in particular, the BMEA Independent School, which is a small private independent school in Detroit. They're using it for their entire staff, and all of their families are onboarded. So right now, you know, we have some good traction. We really are getting a lot of insight from the teachers that are using the app, as well as the families and the students. So we got some good traction going so far.
And how is it? How well is it working? Is it working as intended?
I would say yes. I mean, with any technology, I think there are some barriers that exist, especially when you look at how schools have currently operated traditionally. At the BMEA school, we don't see much of an issue because it's a new school and they're not, you know, stuck with some of the technology of the past. But in a lot of your traditional schools, they're used to using systems that require the teachers to enter grades. So one of the things that we have found is that teachers want more integration within the current landscape with things like PowerSchool, things that traditionally just report out letter grades, because teachers are still expected to produce that. And I don't think we as a system have really thought about how do we evolve beyond just grades into feedback that is actually clear, not differing from one building to the next, but things that actually help move the needle forward. And I think that's probably the biggest adoption. But teachers find the feedback to be accurate. They also have the opportunity to edit the feedback and add their additional insight to it if they need it. So in that way, I think the intent is being served very well. And also we're putting this in the hands of families. So a family member, a parent, can access their child's data anytime via their phone or their computer and generate reports at any time, and also see the work that's submitted. And that's another part of Ed Loop that is great, is that in a traditional school, you know, your kid bring home a bunch of work. I'm guilty of this. Eventually I have to put it somewhere. It gets lost. With Ed Loop, it keeps a digital portfolio of the student's work. So not only are you getting the narrative feedback, but you can actually look at the image of what the student actually submitted. And that's great because over time, you can actually see how the student's work progresses. You can actually refer back to it. It doesn't just disappear. And you don't know why that student got that grade months ago because time has passed so far.
No, that's so helpful. And as far as barriers, are there other types of barriers that you've run into that are maybe making it more difficult for this to be adopted? You know, regulatory barriers, financial, you know, does it cost anything?
Yeah. So right now we're in a space where, you know, we've been running the pilots for free. As we kind of develop our financial model and evaluate usage costs and things of that sort, we haven't been charging for usage. But with anything, the bigger the district or system, the more sort of red tape it is. With AI, of course, there are privacy considerations that you want to take to protect student data as well as privacy information. But we found with some principals and some schools, it's been an issue where they're like, well, hey, you know, I would love to use this, but, you know, my school has this process in place where you have to get it approved by the district and things of that sort. So it actually has been a barrier in some spaces, but we're just busy working, you know, setting up meeting with officials who can support that and getting us approved to be used more widely. With the parents, I think that for them, It showed me a lot about how schools engage or don't engage parents in the educational process. Because traditionally, I think in a parent, if you go to, you know, most schools, you may go to a parent-teacher conference, you know, a couple times a year, you get report cards, but you're not used to having a tool that you can use and empowers you as a parent. And I think that in some cases, what I found is that some of the teachers who have, you know, wanted to use EdLoop or who are currently using it, they don't even have access to their parents' email addresses to be able to give them access to the app. Like, think about how crazy that is. Like, you know, I have teachers who are using it and they're using it for themselves. I say, I want your parents to use it too. And they're like, well, they don't give us the parents' email. So now, and I'm like, well, how are you supposed to communicate? And so it just shows you what the expectation is and also maybe some of the barriers that have existed, you know, technologically, historically, where, you know, maybe they just don't think a teacher would want to email a parent, but now we have this tool that a parent can actually access. And because some teachers don't have that data, they can't put it in the hands of their parent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really eye-opening and surprising that some schools would limit access to that. Yeah, just parent contact information, because that parent-school relationship is, that partnership is really critical to the success of every student. So it sounds like your tool helps them to overcome that and improve communication between the school and the family.
Yeah, and I think it kind of like rethinks it. Like I said, I think in a lot of spaces we're used to, hey, you know, you're going to come to parent-teacher conference, we're going to give you a report card, you're going to see some grades, and you just go about your way. But I think it really is forcing us to think about, how do we engage families in the education process? How do we make that an expectation that, yes, parents have clear insight into their child's data and understanding what they're doing and how they can help their child? This should not be a relationship where we're just giving scores. Like, I was getting my child's report card, getting, you know, threes and fours, which were good, but did not give me true insight into what my kid knew or didn't know. Comment sections were left blank because teachers were overworked and had an unreasonable workload, and they weren't held accountable to complete that. So as a parent, I was left in the dark, and traditional grades are not much better. I've had situations where I had a kid, one of my own kids, got a B in a class. I said, okay, well, why do you think you got a B? Oh, we had a pop quiz one day, and my teacher didn't let me make up the work that the ones I questions I couldn't get to. And he's like, I know the stuff now, but he surprised me with a quiz that day. And I think we don't think about the impact that has on kids, just grades, because it forces students to look at scores and grades, whether what they know and don't know, and how do they build skills themselves. So I think EdLoop, I hope, sparks a conversation on how we need to really rethink how we assess and communicate student progress to students and families, especially how teachers think about that as well.
Yeah. This sounds like something that students who are homeschooled would benefit from as well. Have you introduced this to homeschooling communities?
Yes, I have. So, you know, the way things work, I have some people in my network who do homeschooling. One of my colleagues, and who's become a good friend of mine, Bernita Bradley, she was also on your show.
Yeah.
With Engage Detroit. She has connected me with a lot of families in her community. And as well, I was at another event and I met some other homeschool families. As homeschooling becomes more popular, I think EdLoop is a perfect tool to really assist the families, because there's a misconception that I've heard from, you know, really getting more connected with this homeschooling community, is that, you know, homeschooling families don't want rigor or don't want to really know what their kids know or don't know. And they really do. And I think EdLoop is a tool that can really help them help their child too, in ways that they understand as well as the students. So we've had a great response, somewhat unexpectedly, because that wasn't the initial audience that I designed EdLoop for. But I think it speaks to what we all want as parents, as caregivers. We want to see our children growing. We want to support them. We want to feel empowered, like we have a voice, and we're not just being, like I said, given vague things and left to wonder or feel helpless on like what we can do in that process to help our child.
Yeah, absolutely. So How do you plan to try to get more people on board with this? You say you have, I think, 13 schools with teachers that have adopted it. You've a couple of homeschooling communities have adopted it. What are your plans, your thoughts for how to convince people of the benefits of this tool?
Yeah, so, you know, we're attacking it from a lot of different ways. Word of mouth has been great. We already have a number of summer program sites through Summer Discovery, which is a collaboration through Ballmer Group and United Way for Southeastern Michigan, that want to use it. They use certified teachers, but a number of nonprofit and community-based organizations that I've just known in my network, they're like, hey, we would love to use EdLoop in our program because it will help our teachers and help us communicate to our families. And they're not bound by some of the systems such as like PowerSchool and some of these reporting systems that we currently rely on in education. So I already have like five sites. We'll be using it there. We're looking to actually expand the piloting going into January. So I'm taking on new schools and new teachers now. And we have a lot of talks with different networks of people who are interested in using it. At the same time, I'm behind the scenes working to improve the app. Up until this point, I've been the sole developer. I just brought on my first part-time contractor to help develop and add in new features that I know is going to make the app even better. So it's a number of things of just making the app better, really meeting and being face-to-face with the people who are currently using it, seeing how can I make it more seamless? How do we integrate it with different systems? But also just leveraging networks to get the word out to interested parties who see the value in it. I think from there, we're going to be able to tell some great stories that are data aligned, that really speak to how this is helping transform lives for students ultimately. And I think that will help feed and fuel the growth of the platform.
Mm-hmm. Let's say that EdLoop is widely adopted by schools or other organizations across the state, or even just Detroit. What do you think would be potentially the impact?
I think the impact will be amazing. Ultimately, EdLoop, we talked about in this conversation about how it provides personalized feedback to students, for, you know, teachers, students, and families. However, that's not where we're going to stop. I see EdLoop as a gateway to personalized learning as well. So imagine if me and you, Molly, were in a classroom and I may struggle with long division. And I'm just going to give an example. You may struggle with subtracting that require regrouping. How great would it be is if EdLoop can then target specific practice for me and specific practice for you. And imagine if we put that in the power in the hands of our families, of our parents, where when we're home, no longer are we just relying on the kid being able to articulate or share maybe what they're struggling with, which we know students oftentimes struggle with that. But we have a tool that can show us, but also with a click of a button, generate a personalized activity for Chris and a personalized activity for Molly. So I think as this picks up and gets more adopted, we're going to see, going back to what we said originally, AI that's able to really unlock barriers that existed where we're not bound by the whole class getting the same assignment. We're not bound by the teacher. You can have the greatest teacher in the world, but what I found, and this is something I struggle with, not saying I was the greatest in the world, you can work hard, but at some point things get to you. You know, it's like, it's hard to be given 100% personalized effort for a whole year. That's why so many educators face burnout. That's where you burn out from trying to keep a certain output and effort over such a long period of time. But how easy and how much better would a system be when this tool is helping empower teachers with greater insights, it's empowering families and ultimately empowering students and increasing student achievement. So I think the possibilities are endless. I truly believe this will transform education. And that's why I'm so passionate about it. Because I like building things, but I know what it's like to be that teacher. I know what it's like to be that parent. And I can remember what it was like to be a student too. Right? You know, I grew up in this system of just getting grades and the conversation didn't go far beyond that to actual skills and what I knew and didn't know. But I think we have the technology here that can really change how we look at this whole system.
And that's so fantastic. And I'm thinking about, as you're speaking about kind of math and what as an example of trying to help fill the gaps there, what about literacy? You know, Michigan, we are in the bottom 10 in terms of at least fourth grade reading in the country. How well might it help students to be able to target their gaps?
Yeah, you know, was I'll give you a good example of this. Literally. And this was something I was just doing an hour ago. By the time people see this, this may actually be live in the app. I was looking at some student work, real student work from a school that's using it, in which the students were expected to be able to provide text evidence to support their answer. And this particular student was given an answer, but they weren't able to really cite and, you know, locate evidence to support their answer in the text that they read. With EdLoop, I just did a prototype in which we're able to take the feedback that EdLoop generated, use that feedback based on the student's work, and generalize a personalized activity. And I've maybe seen some video of this, Molly, if you want to maybe put this into the podcast, I will literally do that for you, in which it generates an activity in which it gives the student a prompt. The student then has to click and ask them a question, say, hey, what is the problem that the main character is trying to solve? They click and highlight the sentences within the prompt that shows that, and then they have to put it into their own words. And when I did it, I gave the first answer and it said, okay, well, can you use the actual words that was used in the prompt? Like, that's what, you know, citing evidence is. And that was done. And I was able to generate that activity based off of the feedback within a couple of minutes. So the things that I'm talking about is not, you know, like, this is not next year or 2 years from now. We're talking things that can be implemented now. And when we look at the performance of students in Michigan on the NAEP, we look at how our standing has fallen. As you said, I think we have 44th state. You know, we need to rethink how we do things. We need to reimagine how we engage. And I think it's time that we embrace technology to help do that. We embrace evidence-based practices, and we merge the two to really save our students. So yes, it supports all subjects, but literacy, of course, that's probably the number one actually used subject on EdLoop currently. You know, a lot of teachers use it for math, but also for literacy.
So it sounds like it could be game-changing.
Oh, it will be.
So what do you think in 5 years? 10 years, where would you like to see this going? What would you like to see? What do you envision the outcome?
You know,
your ideal world.
I think in an ideal world in 5 years, we have totally, ultimately, we've rethought and just flipped how we do so much in schools. I gave the example to a person I did an interview with like 2 weeks ago. I said in traditional schools right now, a teacher, if you think of like 100 units of time, let's just say you got 100 units of time outside of teaching to, you know, look at the work that the students have done. You're going to spend probably at least 70% of those 100 units just doing the physical grading, especially if you're like a middle school or high school teacher, just going through all of the class sets. And if you're really ambitious, you're going to then use that other 30 to actually process what the grades tell you. You know, there's like the physical act of grading, and then there's the actual like, okay, how do I take this insight and actually use it to inform my future lessons? How do I decide where to go next? And that cycle has to keep going. And it breaks down very quickly, oftentimes. And what EdLoop is flipping, it's flipping that model where now you're spending 30 units of time, and it's going to get even shorter than that, putting this work into the system. And now you have 70% of the time to actually use the insights that you get from it to really inform your practice. And I think that's how we make a transformative leap in education, in addition to how we put this in the hands of our families and our students. So I think in 5 years, I think it's going to, I know things will change. And my hope is that EdLoop is on a cutting edge. My hope is that this is not something that just a privileged few use. Yep. You know what I'm saying? I do think that in this day and age, the idea that a teacher has to spend hours upon hours grading papers by hand is really madness. When we look at the results of our education system currently, clearly there's some things that need to change. And I know that I think more innovative schools, more tech, you know, infused schools, resource-rich schools will adopt these things more quickly. But my hope is that all schools, even the ones that are less resource, where the student achievement is the lowest, also are able to adopt this kind of technology and help rethink how we do schools. So in 5 years, listen, here's another thing I'm going to tell you that we're doing. Imagine the AI where it can actually give you the work back with the annotations on it. So, you know, the teacher that grade the C's and X's, circles.
Sure.
We're building AirLoop to do that. Mm-hmm. So when you look at the work in the app, you're going beyond just seeing the kid's work, but you're seeing the annotations there with the personalized learning. So the future is bright. Technology is advancing. And I think it's going to be, I don't want this to become a half and half not situation where certain schools, because they are more innovative, less red tape, they adopt it, and other schools that probably need it even more don't.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think maybe to kind of finish things up here, I want to come back to a point that you've made a couple times about how this technology empowers parents. And I think that's really important to emphasize. We can obviously see how schools, teachers would benefit from this, from the time time saving piece of it, and how students benefit from the feedback they receive. So let's just maybe talk a little bit more about how parents are empowered in this, and maybe from your own experience as well as a parent. What would you say to another parent who might be on the fence about trying it, knowing what you do about its benefits?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would just ask a parent a set of questions. And I'll tell you, Molly, every parent I talk to, they're like, oh my goodness, yes. Like, I've experienced that issue. Yeah, I don't know what these numbers mean, or, you know, there's only time, and this is my experience over the, you know, past year, only schools that have said they consistently get quality feedback have been private schools where the parent is paying a lot of money for the school. Those are only schools where I've had people actually say, oh, well, yeah, my school actually sends comments and things like that back. But most schools don't. And I think most parents are left in the dark. And I think a lot of parents, when you get frustrated, you start to like want more, because you start to feel like, man, this is not helping me help my child. So I think parents can be great advocates going to their school, or if you're a homeschool parent, just adopting the app, because I'm like, if you're a homeschool parent, I want you to just use it. Yeah, just let me know. I can get you access to it. But I think what I think it empowers parents to do is to really reimagine their role. The school systems traditionally have not really empowered parents in that way. Like I said, you just get home papers and grades. You may get told, hey, your kid did not do their homework. But the conversation really around skills and what specifics is very limited, if at all. And I think we have an opportunity to really help empower parents, where parents are, you know, we say it all the time, a parent is the child's first teacher, but really putting that into action, where parents have tools, they have strategies, they have research, they have evidence, they have resources to really help their child. And I think it really just ultimately just better helps the kid. And it's been so many other things since I've launched AirLoop. There's a lot of different applications for this that people have asked me about, when it's about thinking about getting, helping students become college and career ready. How could this be used in those ways? I even have someone who does some like sports coaching and things like that sort. So I think this would be a tool that can be used in a lot of different ways. But one of the key like groups that AirLoop was created for was the parent. It came from me and my wife looking at each other like, wow, why can't they tell me more about our kids? They're with our kids all day. We need more. And that's where it really came from. That was the whole intent. You know, I had my whole career, but it was that tipping point that said, you know what, I'm going to build something. When I start building it, I start sharing it with a small group of people, and people were like, we need this today. Like people in my circle were like, oh, you need to release this. It's ready now. Schools need this. And the response has been great. But like I said, we're trying to improve and get it in more hands.
Yes. And as a parent, I'm grateful for innovators, entrepreneurs like yourself who are helping to empower parents and help our students to thrive. So, Chris, this has been terrific. I really appreciate your time with us. I wish you the best of luck with EdLoop and any future ventures. And thank you. It's been a pleasure.
All right. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. And if anyone is interested, maybe you can include the link. It's EdLoop.ai. Anyone who's happened to see this, if you want access, just reach out. I will get you part of our pilot or the homeschool parent or teacher. I will love your feedback and your usage, because that's how we've been able to really rapidly improve just from people using it. And we've made a lot of progress in only 3 months, you know, so things are really looking up.
That's terrific. And I wish you continued luck moving.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Please subscribe and rate. For more, check us out at www.mackinaw.org. That's Mackinaw with a C, like the island.